Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
I saw the city in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She could make me happy. Flowers in her hair.
Celebrating birthday today, Susan Cowsill.
Ah,
well, Susie's 60.
Wow.
Trying to make our next guest feel at home. Cowsill's from Newport, Rhode Island, and Ed Bidlack originally out of Newport, Rhode Island.
Nice,
huh? Ed, did you know the Cowsills?
I actually did not. No, I know the group, but not personally.
Okay. I didn't know if they hung out in Newport.
There was actually one of them actually did. Can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Oh. Yeah, I spent a little time in Newport. Out on the island, there was a hotel out there, the Aquedot and Tennis Club. You know?
Wow. Look
so, I believe that's the Hyatt now.
Okay.
Wow.
Out on is that Goat Island?
Yeah, Goat Island, and you had the tennis club attached to it.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to go down there and play tennis. Well, my game was so bad, I figured nobody in New Hampshire could see me stinking, so I'd go to Newport. Ed Bidlack from Ledyard Bank, mortgage loan originator, in the house with us today. Good to have you in. How are you?
I appreciate that. I'm very well. Thanks for asking.
You up in New London today, or where are you?
I am in New London today, working remotely.
Excellent. Yes, we're doing that. So mortgage loan origination. Some people say, oh, boy, with everything that's going on, this is a terrible time to get a mortgage.
I don't know.
I would think it would be a good time to get a mortgage.
It's actually a very good time. We're practicing at capacity right now. Given the rate market, refinances are up tremendously. You know, and although that we've seen, a little bit of a dip with the purchase market, with the lower inventory, the refinances have really, replenished the pipeline.
So if somebody's sitting there on a 3.5% or 4% mortgage, is it worth it to try and do a refi?
Well, 3.5%, I would probably say no.
Okay.
But getting up in that 4% range right now, if you can knock a full point off of your mortgage, I would say that it's certainly, beneficial to do so.
Oh, and is that a lot of people are just afraid it's a very complicated, tedious procedure. Is it that hard?
It is not. No, if you have, somebody good that you're working with, it's really not that complicated. Yes, there is a little bit more documentation needed these days, but, it is really not a daunting process.
Oh, that's cool. Now I know you have a three-day underwritten pre-approved loan commitment. What is that?
So normally when getting pre-qualified for a mortgage, if you're going to be buying a house, there's a very simple process of pre-qualification, which just includes, either filling out an application online, or speaking with a loan originator and giving them verbal information about your assets, your income, things of that nature. So we actually take that one step further, and we go through a fully underwritten pre-approval process. So a borrower will be essentially approved to move when they're ready, when they do find that house.
Oh,
they
wow.
already have been vetted.
Mm-hmm.
And, gives everybody in the transaction more confidence that the loan will close.
Mm.
So they have, almost the same as a cash buyer when they go in and they know that they've already been pre-approved and fully underwritten.
So what do you want to see from me? It's been a while since I bought a house, but old school, they wanted to see 10% down and a history of saving and blah blah blah. What do you look for?
Well, it depends. Each borrower is different. 20% is not a benchmark anymore. There's lots of creative programs, New Hampshire Housing. We've got, 100% mortgage loans. We've got as little as 3% down, as little as 5% down. So, you know, everybody's situation is different. So there's so many different mortgage options tailored to everybody's individual needs.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know all of them, right?
I try to be versed in all of them, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Now, did I understand, because you're in New London, I know there's the branch in Hanover, but did I understand something, branch coming to Concord?
Absolutely, and we're really excited about that. The branch is actually in construction right now. We're due to open. There's no set date. But in fall of 2020, we hope to have our doors open for new customers.
Okay, so there are already some financial institutions in Concord that have been here for, you know, varying amounts of time. Why Ledyard?
Sure.
Obviously, Ledyard doesn't make decisions saying, hey, let's go to Concord. I mean, you had to make a determination that the market... Well, you know, the market was receptive to what you have.
So, yeah, we do. And, you know, with moving to Concord, it's a great market, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Ledyard, as a community bank, is always looking to expand. Concord seemed like, the great choice. We have our financial advisors already down there. They've been down there since 2017 over on Pillsbury Street. But, you know, we've had boots on the ground for a while down there trying to make connections, and Concord just seems, you know, the logical choice. It's just a great market, and we're so excited to be able to be part of that.
Now what is it going to be? Is this just a little satellite where you get to hang your hat and do mortgages, or is it going to be the wealth management people? Can I do deposits? I mean, is it full service?
So, yeah, we have our wealth management office already down there. That's located over on Pillsbury Street. But this will be a full-service branch.
Oh, okay.
We'll have the full run of it, full service. It's going to be a little bit different than our normal branches. It's going to be a little bit more innovative, a little bit more technical. I think it's going to be a great, great, great opportunity for our branch in the local community.
Okay, Ed, I get scared when I hear it's going to be technical. Are there still going to be live bodies there I can talk to?
There will, but I believe that, you know, it's not going to have the normal, you know, teller, the teller window that you would go up. It's more of a relationship type service where you'd actually sit down with somebody to do your transaction.
Ah.
We'll have automated teller type interactive teller machines. It's going to be a little bit different. And, you know, with the times, you know, changing, we want to be innovative and bring that down to the Concord area.
Wow. Now, are you going to rotate now between, like, Hanover and New London and Concord, or are you going to have a staff down here to do mortgage originations?
So that's still in question. I'll be servicing the area just as I am now. Still with the New London area and the Hanover area. So, mm-hmm. My job itself is a mobile job. I'm, you know, always on the move. So, I look forward to that.
Oh, so do you miss Newport? Or, I mean, there's a difference between Newport, New Hampshire, and Newport, Rhode Island. So I prefer Newport, New Hampshire, but that's me.
Yeah, no, I do miss a lot of what I experienced over, you know, the first 40 plus years of my life in Newport. But, I was ready for a change. I've seen, you know, everything there is to see and what Newport has to offer. So, you know, my family and I were definitely ready for a change.
It's beautiful country. Like I said, I've spent a little time down there. It's great. And if you love quahogs and fresh scallops, I mean, yeah, it's you know, sweet spot to be in. But you can only tour, you know, Millionaire's Row so many times before, then it just becomes like another town.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, glad you found a home up here, and sounds like you're pretty well acclimated at Ledyard. Mm-hmm. If people have questions about mortgage banking and about a mortgage, maybe a refi, first-time loan or options or whatever, where do they go? How do they get more information?
They can go directly to our website. I and all of our information is on there. If they go right to the mortgage page, you'll have all my information on there, my bio, all my contact info as well.
All right. Go to ledyardbank.com.
Ledyardbank.com.
Yep. Click on personal banking and click on down. You'll see Edward. You can say, okay, that's the guy on the radio. That's the guy I want to talk to. So talk to him. well, look, obviously we'll have another chat as it gets closer to the opening
of Ledyard Bank in Concord.
Yeah, no, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's actually a really great location. It's got parking.
Where is it?
Always a plus.
Where's it going to be?
It's on 7476 South Main Street.
Okay.
South Main. Trying to think where
I'm having it. I'm trying to find it in my head.
Oh, there. I think I know where they are. Okay.
Great, perfect.
Yeah, I think I know where it is. Okay. Sweet. Oh, that's nice, too. Plus, easy on, easy off of the highway. Yay. I like that.
Exactly.
Yep. No, I like that. All right. Well, we will chat again, Edward. Enjoy the spring / summer weather that's rolling our way. And we'll chat some more about mortgages because you are now our go-to mortgage guy. So whenever we have questions, we're going to call you.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much for having me on.
Now, we'll do it again soon. Thank you very much, Edward.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you as well.
So there you go.
Bye-bye.
Ed Bidlack, mortgage loan originator, Ledyard Bank. Ledyard's coming into town, man. They're going to be a player. Going to be a player.
But New Hampshire-based. I love that.
But the nice part is, by talking to some of the folks there, by the time they get here, they're going to feel like they've been here already.
I already recognize them. Yeah.
See, that's what we're doing here.
I heard you talk. And we will post these online at 107.7WTVL.com.
No.
Oh, no.
You will post.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Don't do the we.
Don't do the we
I don't
thing.
Know which button to push. I'd erase it.
I'm All right. Yeah, I'll still give you some credit.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. 844. We'll take a break. Back with more.